What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Relax, Relate, Repeat. I'm Jay. That's Trey. We're back.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
How's your week?
Stressful. Let's go long, long. It's, why is always
I second that. The week is only Tuesday. It's only Tuesday, and I felt every piece of the 7 days that Monday and Tuesday have been.
Like, I just don't understand why this week had to be so stressful already. Like, why am I this stressed and annoyed on a Tuesday? Like, I am annoyed on this here Tuesday. Like, I'm just bothered. But it's okay. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. I think I'm going to sip my glass of wine today. I'm going to dance. What I usually do, I like to do a little dancey dance when I be over here having a bad day. Just do a little hustle, do a little two-step, a little some, get me in a good mood, because listen, I can't wait till Thursday when I'm off work.
Man, I can't wait to be off work as well. I feel like even when I'm off work, it's been a very stressful week, I would say. Again, it's been 2 days, but I feel like it's spilling over from last week. But I feel like every day I get off work, I still feel stressed because I'm like, the situations are not handled. So I still have anxiety. But hey, I won't complain too much because outside of that, even though I feel like it's getting pushed down, I have been having very good moments in my days. So I'm going to try to be grateful for that, even though all this raggedy shit is happening.
I need somebody to be like, "Ooh, Trey, you're such a great person. Here's $50,000. Just because you're such a gem and we love you, and we're just going to give you this $50,000 to get your life on track."
I
don't even need all those hundreds of millions. Just give me $50,000.
I need the hundreds of millions as well.
Well, that's cool and all, but I'm going to be modest here. I just want to get myself on track. Like, give me this little bit of money. Just pay off my credit card debt. Pay for my trip to Cancun and pay my car off and pay all of that debt, right? Pay off that debt. And then I'm going to use the rest to go towards a house, and I could just be where I want to be. I really just don't want to be in debt no more. I hate it. It's
scary. I just want hundreds of millions. Well, if they only give you the $50,000 when you put it towards the house, you're still gonna be in debt on the house. That's why I need the hundreds of millions, so I can pay off my debt and purchase my house, and the house will be paid for. I pay my bills. My bills are paid, and yeah.
Listen, I'm not gonna ask for too much. I'm gonna
especially ask the type of house I want. A milli. I need some money.
I can't have no big ass house. And I can't, have you seen the movie?
To have the type of house that I want to have in Georgia and the market that we're in, I can get a smooth, regular ass $1 million home. The houses down the street from me, I think I told you, maybe I didn't. The houses down the street from me are a smooth $800,000. For four or five bedrooms. Now, I ain't gonna lie to you. I was talking shit about these houses. I'm like, why did this cost so much when the house is over here? Because it's a new development. When the house is over here, they don't even cost that much. Why do these cost so much? And I started looking in them houses on Zillow. I said, huh? Okay, y'all doing a little something. But I still think $800,000 was a little ridiculous. I think it should have been like six. But still. I know the market is changing and like rates are a little ridiculous, and then you know inflation and all of those things, so that's not really helping the situation. But I'm like, if there were homes literally 10 minutes further that were in the like mid 300s, so I'm like, what like, that's why I'm like, I would have got $650, but like high eights, it seems a bit much, but you know, who are me? Come on.
The movie, have you seen the movie ICU?
No, I don't even know what that is.
Listen, that movie is the reason why I, at this point, absolutely refuse to get a big house just with me.
I
Because
need a big house, though.
Jalen, no, you cannot do this because I'm gonna be concerned and I'm gonna be
I need
scared
a big house
because.
because I'm in a two bedroom now and it's just two of us. And it's like, this room is my office slash creative space slash everything else I do up in here. The other room is our bedroom. If we get a house, then it's like, okay, we need a room where we can hopefully both have a space. And then, he had, children room for them, and then future ones potentially room for them, and then a guest room. We already talking about five, six rooms.
Okay, cool, I guess. But like, this is the thing. This movie kind of sprited my life.
Well,
It was
I
like,
won't watch it, and I will still have my $1 million
and I'm gonna tell you about it. I
dreams.
don't care because I done brought it up that people need to know what I'm talking about. Like these,
Gosh.
now granted, this man deserved everything he got, but it was about like this man with these people who were like living in these people's house without them knowing. Like, they were literally living in these people's houses. Like, they were in the, like, their attics and under the beds and like
It
all
was
this.
people living in the
It
house.
was two of them.
Oh,
Granted, now it had a crazy plot twist, and I ain't gonna spoil the movie for people who want to watch it. It had a crazy plot twist, and I'm like, wow, that's crazy. But at the same time, these two people were living in their house, eating their food, and like eating little bits of food so you don't realize it's gone. Like, you know, like
that
I'm gonna eat.
happened to somebody. That was that happened.
I believe
I
it
heard
because
about that, like a homeless person or something. Well, I guess they weren't homeless. They was there. But I
okay.
heard about that, like living in like the attic or living somewhere. And he used to come down in like the middle of the night and take food out the fridge or when they were gone.
It's just like that's like no, I can't because my thing is I be hearing anything. I dang near searched my little small ass apartment to make sure nobody was in here.
I do walkthroughs in my apartment all the time, especially when I'm by myself. I'm like, let me go ahead and do a sweep. And the way I do the sweep is so efficient. I'm like, let me start at one end and I gotta walk through a very specific way and close the door. And I'm like, if I won't go from this way, I know ain't nobody behind me. I know ain't nobody gonna can't get past me and get where I just checked. I do a very efficient sweep. I go and make sure those doors are double locked. I go into my bedroom, I lock that as well.
I do a thorough sweep of my apartment. And the thing is, I be setting myself up for a thorough sweep in my apartment because I be doing stupid stuff like this. I'm not saying that on this podcast. Somebody might be looking to find
Oh, but
me.
even I be thinking, I'm like, I do kind of relax a little bit because I'm just like, Jalen, your complex is gated and the gate works, so like that helps a
Well, my
little.
gate, my only thing, the door is
Sometimes the gate
my
don't work, and
door.
I mean it don't open, but
The main door is key access only. So like you got, but people be leaving the door open, but that'd be it
yeah,
for them.
but
But for
every
me, it'd
door
be
leads
like,
to my level of security, like the gate. Okay, because this ain't like a common, it's not a high traffic type of area where I feel like it'll be random people like even over here to even think about coming in. But it's like, okay, I got the gate. Yeah, you got to come in the gate. I got double locks. And when I lock the bedroom, I got triple locks. So it's like, and also, how you know I'm up over here?
for me,
You wouldn't
it
know.
when I do it the most is like, for example, like if I went to take the trash out, every time I take the trash out, I be having to look in that little door, like because I live like right next to the stairwell in my apartment, so like I be like looking in the stairwell, make sure nobody in there, just waiting to run into my shit when I walk down the hall, because in my head I be like I ain't going that far down the hall, so I was like I don't need to lock the door because I'm also scared that I'm gonna drop my keys down the damn trash chute. That's my biggest fear. I'm gonna drop my keys and my phone on the trash chute. So I don't. I'm like, let me just leave everything that's of value there. Like I may bring my phone, but like I don't usually lock the door. But I'd be like, well, I didn't hear Sebastian start barking, so maybe we're okay.
Oh, yeah, I do have that dog, so that
But I
helps.
still be like, sometimes Sebastian just be sitting there. I'd be like, is somebody here? Why are you looking at me like that? Because I'm like he, because he see I come in there looking kind of like, and then he be looking like, I'm like, is somebody
You
here,
confused
sir?
for?
So now I gotta walk around and open doors and look under beds. And I'd be sitting here like, you know, imagine just pulling back the shower curtain. Somebody was actually there. I think that would scare the shit out of me. I'd probably pass out, have a heart attack. They can steal everything they want at that point. Nah, like, mm-mm.
I saw this one man on TikTok creep me out. Not about that, but just like we ain't talking about, it's not about people living in your home, but it was just like if people break in your house in the day, they want stuff. If people break in your house at night, they want you. And I was make me so paranoid.
Well, I'm gonna put this security bar on my door tonight.
I can't be kidnapped. I'm old now. So what's we gonna do? What y'all trying to do with me? But I don't know how I feel about that exactly because I'm just, I guess it just depends on, it really depends on who it is, but it's probably like the likelihood, So I feel like I done watched a good movie or so. And then, it's just a movie. That's the most I know about home invasions besides, never mind. Besides the people I know have known of who've done them. But I guess that mostly was in the daytime. I didn't know them. I said I knew of. Okay. Let's be clear. Let's be clear. But I feel like I have heard people trying to go into people's houses at night because it's dark when they think that they're not there to take stuff.
Yeah.
But hey, lock your doors, people, and make sure you're safe and just make sure you're taking all precautions. And check your vents if you're moving into a new place and make sure you're looking in your attic. And if you have a house full of people, y'all all do the sweep when you first get there so you can ensure nobody is hiding in your big ass house. Do not be making that face because you just scared the hell out of me and I forgot the wall was behind me. I thought something
No,
was
I'm
behind
sorry. Somebody was calling me and it was ringing on my laptop,
Oh
and
my
I don't know why it
gosh.
was. I was trying to make sure it wasn't ringing in the ears of the
When
people.
you just look that fear in your face, this is what it looked like. I just went into a panic. We talk about such, we can't be talking to, you can't be looking at me like we talk about something like this.
Sorry, my apologies.
Goodness.
So, I ain't really got a lot to sip on today because I didn't really care for what was going on in the world. However, I will say, did you see that video with the man yelling about the baby on the plane?
No.
It was just, so they was on the plane and the baby, I guess, was just crying the whole time on the plane. And the man that was sitting next to the crying baby was just so mad, and he just started yelling at he was yelling at the lady and the baby, like, "You need to shut your baby up. This baby been crying all damn day on this plane." He was going in, and they were trying to de-escalate the situation. They're like, "You need to calm down, sir." He was like, "No." He was like, "They was like, but you're yelling," and he was like, "So is the baby. Did that?" He said, "So is the baby. Did that motherfucker pay extra to yell?" He was so hot. And I found that video hilarious, but also sad because imagine being a mother trying to get your baby to be quiet and then the baby
It's
just won't.
sad on both
But
ends.
I also
I wouldn't
hate
have
a
yelled at
crying
that
ass
woman.
baby.
Yeah, I can understand the like he might have just snapped. Like I don't know how long that flight was, but I could just imagine being in my seat and just feeling anger just bubbling up in me because that baby is still crying. Like I felt that I be feeling things like that about other shit. Like I told you sometimes my neighbors upstairs be loud and I told you that day I was like super pissed off about it and I legit I could see it happening. Now I don't think I would be yelling at a mother and her child. I really don't believe that I would, but I could understand the urge.
He said, "Shut that baby up." Okay?
Feel
Shut
bad for her though because I'm sure she was trying and it just wasn't working.
that motherfucker. It was, did that motherfucker pay extra to yell for me? Because
I'm
niggas just
sick.
say, and of course he was black. Of course he
Of
was black.
course, I knew he had to be by from the statement you said he made.
Did that motherfucker
That's hilarious.
pay extra to you? I find that hilarious. But I feel bad, kind of, but I find it hilarious.
Oh, poor thing. I
Which,
hate when it's a
like I
crying
said,
baby on my flight, even though I
I
be
hate
having
it.
AirPods on. Like if like and you can kind of block them out depending on how loud you have your stuff, but it's like if they right next to you, there's really nothing you can do.
Have you ever been on an airplane though, like, and had your AirPods in, and you don't, it feel like no matter how loud you turn it up, it's not loud enough?
Yeah.
Like, I hate that. Like, it's
The plane just be loud as hell.
like when I be putting my AirPods in, if I had my AirPods at the volume that I had them on at the plane, I'll be deaf. But when I be on the plane, I'd be like, I can't hear still. Like, I still can't. I don't know if it's just like the ear popping.
It's just loud. I think it's just a combination of things. It's the, you know, the air pressure changing in your ears and trying to regulate that. It's loud. The plane is just loud. The motion of the plane flying is loud.
You know who got a loud ass plane though?
Oh.
Because I don't think we was recording. I keep finding all these things that I be wanting to talk about, and I was like, we can talk about this on the last season. United Airlines got some loud ass fucking planes.
I think I've only flown United Airlines once.
United Airlines, I need you to work on your sound control on your planes because it is absolutely ridiculous how loud your planes are. I will never forget. I flew United on the way to Houston. And I was expecting to go to sleep on the plane, and the plane was like, I can go to sleep sometimes on the plane, just like at least a little bit. I did not sleep at all. Every time I was thinking I was about to drift to sleep, all I hear is this loud. The plane was so loud. Like the plane itself was so loud. The people on the plane, and by the people, I mean the flight attendants, were so damn loud, probably because the plane loud and they talking over the damn plane. And then when it was walking past me, it felt like the floor was like go dipping in. And I was like, what the fuck am I on? This is why I be flying Delta and Southwest, because I don't be having these issues with Delta and Southwest. Like, I don't know. Like, what the fuck is going on here? That was that American planes. I flew back from Houston on American Airlines. And American plane I was on looked like it was like a plane they pulled from 1990. Like, the plane was so outdated. It was outdated. I had a lady with her baby sitting next to me, and I kept somehow end up supporting the baby's head because the mom or the cousin, whoever the fuck was holding the damn baby, fell asleep, and this little girl was literally like leaning on me, and her head was on my shoulder, and I'm like, I wanted to move, like, get the fuck off me, but she gonna hit her head on the armrest, and I gotta sit here and be a good Christian and have my arm here, letting her lay on me, and then she kept stretching her hands, and she was like grabbing me. I'm like, leave me, get your fucking child. At least the baby wasn't crying, but get
Oh
your
my
damn
gosh.
child.
I gotta tell you something about kids grabbing you, but I'm not gonna say that online because I'm a good Christian.
Like, come on, let's be for real. And speaking of airlines, Southwest, I need y'all to get it together because why are y'all having issues again when y'all halting nationwide technical issues? All I have to say to y'all, I have a flight coming up in a couple months, and I can't get on that plane because y'all having technical issues and my flight get delayed. Just know it is up. Southwest, it is up. So that plane better get up and go into the air so I can get to my destination safely. Because I have plans and y'all not about to ruin them because y'all having technical issues. So get it together. If y'all gonna do this once every couple of months, hopefully I'm in the clear because last time y'all was having all these issues was like what, December? So like right now it's April, so maybe y'all won't have another issue like this until like August, and I ain't got nothing to do with August, so that's okay. But just get me, don't play with me. I got things to do, okay? Things to do, people to see, drinks to drink, and fun to have.
Goodness gracious.
Get it together, Southwest.
What else?
I love me a little Southwest flight though. I ain't gonna lie, my little two-two
I
check
don't love
bags.
me some Southwest.
I
I
only love
don't.
Southwest because I love me and my
Because
two
the
little
first
check
time I
bags.
flew Southwest, that's what the hell happened. It was that damn Christmas debacle.
But the thing is, when I
The
went to not
first
fly
flight was
Southwest,
smooth, I guess, but
when
yeah.
I went to not fly Southwest and I chose to fly Delta, when I was coming to see you, we seen what happened then. And I usually always flew Delta. And the one time I try to come see you and spend time with you and record some
But
music.
man, it's like Southwest is cheaper. But by the time you be, for me at least, but in my experience, by the time I book the whole round trip, it's not. So it's like, what was my point? I could just book my round trip.
It's cool, but like I get what you're saying. But I think I just like Southwest because I can get to have my two check bags. I know I don't always need the two check bags, but like usually time like when I go home and stuff,
I
like
don't
I be
even like checking
needing.
a bag. I prefer to not check a bag at all costs. I went to Jamaica, didn't check no bag. Unless I'm going somewhere for a long time, like if I'm going home for Christmas or something like that, then I bring a check bag. But I avoid checking a bag at all costs.
I usually do too, unless I'm like, that's what I'm saying. When I go home for Christmas, I usually check a bag because the thing is, even if I don't have much in that bag, I already know that I'm gonna end up bringing something back. Or people might be giving me stuff to bring home. And like, for example, like when I go where I'm going now, I flew Southwest specifically because I was gonna fly Delta and I was about to book for Delta and I could have. It was about the same price. But I was like, I might be getting these body butters and lotions and stuff, and I'm not paying to check the bag for Delta. So I'm just gonna go with Southwest so I can just check the bag with the stuff in it and I don't have any complications.
I feel it.
So I was just like, yeah, we just gonna go with the Southwest. Just don't let me down, Southwest. Cause that will determine if I'm gonna keep booking with you. I have a credit card for y'all. I'm trying to get my points. Now I have a random question. So we were talking about children screaming. What was a food that you just hated in our childhood? I just want to know.
Like something that you hated a food in my childhood.
Or what was something that we just like when you found out that's what we was having for dinner and you were just like,
you know,
I don't want to eat this.
You know what's interesting? I used to not be a huge fan of meatloaf. I love meatloaf, like, as an older person. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like once I hit maybe, like, middle school or high school, I was all in. But when I was young, I remember just being like, but why? Why are we having meatloaf? But I like meatloaf. And I'm sorry, Nana, but I hate them fucking lumpia. I don't like those.
I like lumpia.
I don't like it. I don't like it to this day. I never liked it, but I understand why I don't like it, because I don't like egg rolls. So
understandable.
So it's like, why would I like lumpia? It's just a smaller egg roll. Like,
I think I like lumpia more than I like egg rolls, because one thing about egg rolls that I don't like, and I think why I really don't like it, is because growing up in trouble schools, they used to give us those nasty ass egg rolls.
Oh my gosh.
So
you just gotta eat the breading off of those.
It was so much stuff and it was not good. I don't know why. I feel like
I don't think that the GRPS egg rolls was that much worse than the egg rolls that I've gotten from anywhere else.
But I'm saying, like, I think that's just like what I think about egg rolls. That's the first thing I think about, them little thick ass crust. Overly filled with stuff that didn't feel like it was supposed to even be together. It was just
It's just all that cabbage in there. I feel like egg roll should not have been on the menu for like a main dish.
The egg roll was the main dish. The egg roll was the main thing, and you got some rice.
That don't make sense. I feel like that shouldn't be a thing. You get the egg roll on like a side or as like an appetizer. I feel like the egg roll was a big ass egg roll, but I'm like, why is this the main?
But no, like, I think I like lumpia more, because I even like regular egg rolls. I had an egg roll recently too, and I was just like, this is cool, but like, this is not giving me what I wanted to give. And I think it's because, like, I think a whole egg roll is just too much for me, and the lumpia is smaller. And I think it's like, it's really like concise. I can eat it really quickly, and it's not like I'm biting into it. I'm like, I'm overwhelmed.
I feel like I can, the more we talk about this, the more I feel like I can taste it, and I'm being disgusted. I didn't mind helping. So to give y'all some context, for whatever reason, whenever my Nana would come to town when we were young, her and my mom would be making this lumpia and these mini egg roll type of things. And I do remember kind of like liking the fact of like me being there helping them roll it up like little Asian blunts and doing that. I think that was fun, but I remember feeling very disappointed when it was time to eat them. And I was like, I hate this. I don't like anything about this.
I love me a lumpia. I love me some lumpia.
Cute. That's for you.
I need me a lumpia and I need me a chimichanga. But anyway,
I love me a chimichanga. I had chimichangas not that long ago. But yeah, what's yours?
The one thing that I hated, and the reason why I asked you that, it's crazy you said meatloaf, because that's what it said. That's what actually what somebody on the shade room said. That was the whole reason why I brought it. Is this JT? It was JT. JT said that how she hated meatloaf growing up. But like for me, the one thing that I hated growing up was a damn baked potato. And I thought we talked about this on the podcast before, but I'm gonna emphasize.
I feel like those things go together too. Meatloaf and potatoes.
I like all potato forms except for baked. But I'm gonna be honest with you, Mom. I'm sorry to say this, but Mom, we was eating baked potatoes too much, back to back, and I used to be so mad. Like, you'd never see like the main course. He'd be like, okay, good, good, I'm like, what's next? What's the starch? Because you know we're gonna have a starch and it's a damn baked potato. I would be so fucking hot. I literally hated baked potatoes probably for like years as we grew up, and eventually I kind of got over it. Like, but when I go to restaurants, I really think I'm not fully over it. I actually don't think I'm fully over it.
I don't really eat baked potatoes.
When I go to restaurants If I'm gonna get a baked potato, it's gonna be a loaded sweet potato from Texas Roadhouse. That's all I'm getting. I'm not gonna get a loaded potato. If I want loaded potato, I'm gonna get the loaded mashed potatoes, but I'm not gonna get it in baked form because I don't want that.
The last time I had a baked potato, I think it was that I ordered from Lotus Bud. I don't be getting I don't
Oh,
really
I
be
do need a
making
Lotus Bud. I
I
do
don't
need a
really be
Lotus
making
Bud.
baked potatoes in my house. I mean, I'm sure I've done it before. I'm quite positive that I've done it before, but it ain't a regular rotation over here.
I most definitely would eat a Lotus Bud, like something like that, because it's different. And I don't have a hatred for baked potatoes as much as I used to, but I for sure hated baked potatoes growing up. Like, I hated it so much. Do you remember the tart cherries they used to give us with at Mueller Park with the lunch?
What?
It was so random. They used to give us these little cherries. They were cherries that were like they were like halfway frozen a lot of the times, and they was just like these frozen cherries, and they were like really tart, like they weren't even like.
I probably didn't eat those. I didn't really like cherries besides the little maroon ones with the pit.
Gotcha. That was so random, and I was like, "That's not even on topic here." But it was something that came to mind. I was talking about school lunch, and that's what made I thought about those in my Italian Dunkers. I miss me an Italian Dunker.
I used to like Italian Dunkers, but they were low-key nasty.
The original Italian Dunkers were good. They tried to bring them back.
They're low-key nasty, but I know why you say they're good because I also remember them being good. But I feel like with most school lunches, it's like it's good till it's not. Like when it's fresh, it's good. And then all of a sudden it's just like, what is that? Like,
A little chalky.
what's something that's a little off about this? And it's not even that it tastes different. It's just like, have I outgrown this? That's how I felt at a lot of school lunch. They rolled out some calzones when I was in high school. And when I first had one, because it was new, I was like, oh, this is so good. By the third calzone I had, I was like, this is trash, actually. I think my taste buds was just excited because I'm used to eating the same rotation since I was in kindergarten. Like every time they rolled out something new, my body was like, ooh, I like this. Like when they first started rolling out them turkey sandwiches with that soup, oh, nah, them turkey sandwiches was good till I left high school. I used to love them sandwiches that they served with that soup. I remember being pissed because one day they gave me a ham sandwich. I'm like, and I went back up to the line. She was like, you don't want this? Because I realized they were serving ham in one line and the turkey in another one. I went through a line that was getting out the ham. She's like, you don't want the ham sandwich? I was like, nah, I kind of wanted the turkey one. She was just like, okay. She swapped it out. I guess, girl, help me because my ass was paying for lunch. So give me what I want.
Okay, because I paid for lunch until like I forgot
Until
what
they
grade
gave it
that
to y'all. Oh,
was.
I know what grade it was because I was pissed off because we had to pay for lunch. They made lunch free for the district the year after I left. So that was the school year of 2012 to 2013 was when they gave y'all free lunch because I was so mad. I deserve
Okay, I
reparations.
feel like I understand what you mean, but at the same time, I also personally feel like I was paying. Okay, I think I know what it is. It was because, well, obviously I went to U Prep for two. I went to U Prep in eighth grade, and I was like, I feel like I remember paying lunch at U Prep because I paid for it in
I
eighth grade.
deserve reparations.
But
My
the thing
dollar
is,
$1.25 for
when they
all of
made it
my
free, I feel like it got
years.
worse.
The dollar $1.25 for all of my years. I want my money back. It
My
wasn't
nephew is that
mine.
lady.
It wasn't my money, but I still deserve it back, especially for the times that I forgot to bring my lunch money and I ate a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
At least you
I
got fucking
deserve
peanut
my
butter.
money
Fuck that. My turn.
back.
Fuck that. Fuck that, Miss Tanya. I hope you're blessed and like everything, because I ain't got no issue with Miss Tanya. But no more. But Miss Tanya had me messed up that day. I will never forget this. I will never forget this. I will never forget it. The day that I thought I had my lunch money. I thought I had money on my lunch. Dad forgot to give me the money for my lunch. And it was the only day that I didn't have. I always had my money. I never had, like, not had my money. And you know what she did? She made me eat a cheese sandwich on a hamburger bun. It wasn't even grilled. You could at least have grilled it. That thick ass cheese. That shit would have had me constipated for a week. I ain't been right since. Stuff have been fucked up since. Because I didn't have my $1.25. Like, you couldn't have let me slide for one day. She did let me tell me I could have anything from the salad bar. And I know that was probably really sweet of her because
My
she probably didn't have to do
gosh.
that. She let me, she like, you could have anything from the salad bar. But dad was so hot. Dad went in there pissed. He was like, I ain't ever been late on giving you this money for this food. And I missed one day and you're gonna make my son eat this. Like, we would have paid the extra money the next day. Like, you made me do, like, you could have gave me an exception. You gave some of these other kids an exception. Like, listen. Man. That damn cheese sandwich, that's probably why I got stomach problems. I'm telling you, I ain't been the same since. That cheese sandwich is the reason why I was sick in college. Still.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny as hell.
Listen, I remember all the lunch ladies who did me wrong in life.
That ain't well, point. At least Dad remembered your money all the time, because I can't say the same for Mom. But I ain't going to even put her out there like that. Like, why am I being responsible for this? I'm in the second grade. Why should I have to... Them second, third grade years was rough. Now, by the time I got to Mulek, we was on top of it. But I don't know what was going on. I was definitely some times that I had went to school and I didn't have no lunch money. Or like I had to scrape up my lunch money. I don't know why I had money on me, but I for sure was counting out. I remember counting out change. Like, okay. And I don't know why I would just ask for it. I wouldn't just be like, hey, Mom. Like, it's so weird because it's like, part of me is like, I did know that I didn't have the money and I also wasn't asking for it. I would just be like, well, Mom didn't give me my lunch money, so I'm about to go in my piggy bank or whatever and just grab this dollar. That's how I gave away my $2 bill because I didn't have no lunch money. I was just like, well, I guess I'll just pay for it then. I've been this way my whole life. That's what all that told me. I hate asking for help. I don't like asking people to do nothing, and I'm going to do it myself. But I just be like, well, I guess I'll just do it. I've been this way my whole life.
By the time you got to Mulek, like, if you ain't had no lunch money, like, our aunt worked in the school. So it could be like, hey.
Right.
My mom forgot to give me the $1.25, and they're telling me,
like, bro, put it on my tab, bro.
But I'm gonna tell you this right now, that would have been me, because I wish Mueller Park would have told me Patricia Allen's nephew.
When did that happen?
No, I said I wish they would. Well,
when did you eat the cheese sandwich?
That was at Alger.
Oh, okay.
I should have told her my auntie was. I'm like, did you go to Iowa for high school? Because I'm gonna tell Camilla Carter you made her great nephew eat a cheese sandwich. And if you ever see her, she's gonna look at you and not speak. I wish Mueller Park would have let me eat a cheese sandwich or a peanut butter sandwich because I was short on lunch money. I wish they would have. I would have went down that hallway
so fast.
And she would have came down there and cut up on whoever. And when she was gone, I would have still went down the other hallway. And I would have went to the office and went to Miss McCabe. And like, hi, Miss McCabe. That was the principal, y'all. Y'all know who that is. But hi, I'm short on my lunch money. And they're telling me I have to eat this. And I bet you Miss McCabe would have figured it out because she know my family. Miss Tyne gonna maybe eat that cheese sandwich. I ain't learned that shit. I would talk about that shit in 30 years. Like, I remember that lady having to eat that cheese sandwich. But nah, enough about lunch. Another thing. Did you know Netflix was still sending out DVDs?
I was unaware.
Because they talking about they about to stop sending out DVDs. And I didn't know they were still sending out DVDs because I didn't know people still utilize DVDs.
Where is the option to order DVDs?
That's my question. But it's like, it was like, oh, we will send out the last red envelope. It was a pleasure giving you all these movies on DVD, but I didn't know this was still a thing. Like, I know that's how Netflix started.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that was still, like, the concept. I remember going to the Redbox with Mom.
I just stopped going to Redbox maybe a couple years ago. You know, during the pandemic, how like streaming has changed so much. So I would still be going to the Redbox to get the movies that just came, like just left the theater. I'm pretty sure I rented Knives Out the first time I saw it. Or did I order? Yeah, I'm pretty sure I went to go get that off the Redbox. I think I stopped going to the Redbox in 2019.
I just find that crazy though, because it's like, the Redbox used to be that thing. Like, I'll never get mine. Like, you can pick, we're going to pick two movies. Pick one that we can watch as a family, and I'll pick the other one. Because, you know, it'd be like something I want to watch that'd be like halfway. Like, we'll watch something that I would want to watch, and then we'd be like, okay, we got to pick a movie that Dad will be willing to sit through. But, you know, that's very complicated, because if it's not Johnson Family Vacation or Welcome Home Roscoe Jenkins.
Welcome Home Roscoe Jenkins, he going to be asleep.
He going to be asleep. Except he watched Praise. Praise This. Or what is it? Praise? It's just Praise. I called it Praise This. With Chloe and Quavo.
Yeah.
He watched that. And they were talking. I still ain't watched the movie. I gotta watch it because they was over here. And like, it was just amazing. They was coming, they were cracking up. So let me watch this movie. But like, yeah, like, you know, I mean, you know, going to the Red Box. Cause you know, I miss the nostalgic stuff, like going to Blockbuster. Mm-hmm. We used to go to Blockbuster before.
Was a time. Right, and I remember I went in there and asked that white man for the movie about, and not only was he was white, because I went in there and I was like, I'm looking for a movie about the Lil Rock 9, and he didn't know what the hell I was talking about. And I was so mad. Now, I don't know why I expected him to just be a historian, like he's a librarian, like he should know what the movie is and what it's about. But I felt like he should have, and he didn't know what I even meant by the Lil Rock 9. He's like, Lil Rock dined? No, sir. Don't know shit. I think we was watching the Ernest Green story. I think that was the movie it was. We ended up watching it in class. And then I went home and we needed to finish it. And I wanted to finish it. He didn't know what the hell I was talking about. And I was offended that he didn't know what I was talking about.
As you should have been. But no, like, I miss going to Blockbuster. Like, Blockbuster was an experience. And I feel like that's so weird. Like, when you grow up, like, it's so crazy. Like, being, because I'm Gen Z. Being Gen Z, but also knowing, like, the later half of Gen Z knows nothing about, like, things like Blockbuster and, like, renting these movies out to watch them and stuff like that. Because I didn't realize, like, our nephew is in the same generation as me. I did not know Kai was in the same generation as me until, like, a couple of days ago. I'm like, we are in the same generation, but, like, how I grew up, like, things that I grew up like this, like Blockbuster and renting a movie at the Red Box. He may have seen a Red Box, but he probably don't. He don't know what that is much. Like, he know what a DVD is because, like, you know, he had DVDs. Like, it wasn't like he didn't see them growing up, probably. But it's just like, you don't know nothing about the Red Box. I was in a generation where not a Red Box, like Blockbuster. I was also in a generation where I know what a VHS tape is. I bet you, I call him right now, ask him what a VHS tape is. He's gonna look at me like I'm crazy.
Well, that's because you're old Gen Z.
Like, and I feel like that, I'm saying, like, that's what's wild. I mean, it's like how these generations work. It's like I literally experienced growing up with like this old school style of things.
And you also, the other thing, and it's not really related to like your experience with things, but it might be just other things that make you, that also add to your oldness, is like you are Gen Z and you are the youngest child, as opposed to like a Gen Zer who is the oldest child. So like your upbringing is going to be different. Likely your parents will be a little older and more mature. It's a lot different than, you know, again, if you were just like, oh, you were somebody's first kid and you're at the age that you are.
And then I'm also like in the bridge, like I'm in the bridge kind of section of that generation because like I'm at the I'm really close to the beginning of Gen Z. So it's like, well, I'm damn near at the
beginning. I was like, you about the beginning. When did Gen Z start? 96?
It started in 97. So I was like,
even closer.
So I'm right there. So it's like, for me, it's like I'm at the bridge generation and the people are like the bridge portions of the generations. And it's like you are like the bridge generation of the millennials because like you right there at the edge and I'm the other half of the bridge. Like we're like a prime example. Like since we grew up together, we experienced these same things. Like what I experienced growing up was very similar to what you experienced growing up. Like, yes, my later years of high school was like, obviously like things were changed. Like it's a little bit different, obviously, than your later years of high school. But like for the most part, we experienced very similar things. So it's just like, but it's just crazy thinking like, damn, my nephew is in the same generation as me. Yeah. But it will also be the same conversation they will probably have later on down the line. Like, I feel like our nephews and our niece will have similar conversations like this. Like, well, we did this when I, like, my generation did this, this, and this, and their generation is right there, too. So it's like, well, I still experienced that, too, because you had it, so I did, too. Like, that
for sure.
Interesting. I know y'all, I just went on a random tangent, but
we've been doing tangents for a smooth hour.
Okay, Netflix DVDs just threw me off because I didn't know they were still doing DVDs at Netflix. Like, that's wild. Why are they doing DVDs? Well, I guess they stopped. But I didn't know y'all were doing it to stop. I don't think I had any more sips here.
Good. So I can get into what the hell I was trying to talk about before the show over this time. I have a question.
Possible answer.
What is your love language? Do you know
Oh.
what your main one is?
So this is the thing. I think I might need to retake the test. Because I don't have a main one because when I took the test, two were tied, like with the same percentage, and it made a lot of sense. My love language, and I still think this is my love language. My love language is quality time and physical touch. I think I've learned that quality time goes above physical touch, though. Although they may have been tied, I think quality time is a lot more important to me. Like I enjoy spending time with people. Like I'm the type of person, like I want to be around you. I want to, like, even if we're just sitting in the room and we ain't talking, like stuff like that is important to me. I'm not really big on words of affirmation. That is literally kind of like my polar opposite. I would love, like, I don't mind getting words of affirmation, but I struggle with dating somebody who that with that being their love language. Like one of my previous relationships, that was their love language, and that was something that I really, really struggled at because that's not the way that I receive love. So it was hard for me to give love that way because I didn't understand the concept of like, oh, you need to say these things. Like, I want to show these things, but you want me, I need to say it for you to understand that's how I have to say this. And it was like, that was hard for me. But yeah, I'm for sure quality time and physical touch.
My love language is words of affirmation. My love language is all of the above, but the top one is words of affirmation for sure. And the only reason I bring this up, that's why I was like, you better say it, and you better say it often, and you better sound like you mean it. But I brought this up because I feel like I've heard something interesting about your toxic traits often being related to your love languages. Like, say, and I don't know if this is you for sure, but like, say you said, like your love language is quality time. So, like, say you're feeling sad or bad about things, you might isolate yourself. Like, things like that that are directly related to what your love language is. And it's almost like you punish yourself in that way, or it can just be like toxic in another way. Like, me, again, my love language is words of affirmation. And a trait that I'm working on is I'm not very good with criticism. I hate it. It makes me uncomfortable. And sometimes I can hear it, and after I like process it, I'm just like, that's valid. And I can try to apply it. But even if I get your point, I still take it harshly. Like, I'm gonna think about that point for a while. Like, wow, Jalen, you really messed up. Or personally, I can speak very negatively about myself. Like I kind of just mentioned, if I feel like I did something wrong or I made a mistake, I can struggle with negative self-talk. So just knowing, hearing that and knowing that's exactly how I act was just very interesting to me. Like, I also love getting gifts, but I never deprive myself of anything when I want it. So I don't have that. But like that, but it's very blatant that my top one is words of affirmation. And I'm like, yep. I do be doing stuff related to that. That's negative.
For me, I feel like I can see that. Like, I for sure, like, for example, like, if I'm upset about something, like, sometimes nobody can really, like, I be wanting people to make me feel better, but I also hate when they don't say what I want. So I do, like, I'm just gonna stick to myself. Like, I hate when I be going to somebody about something when I be upset about something and they be trying to make me feel better in a way that I don't want them to make me feel better. So, like, I think that's like, I don't really know about quality time. It's hard for me to see the quality. I would say I can see the reflection of quality time. Like when I be upset about something, sometimes I do isolate myself. So I don't I think I try to, I say I'm doing it so I don't come off the wrong way to the person who I'm upset with. Or like, I just want to be by myself. I just want to be left alone. Cause sometimes you do need alone time. But like for me, I think that my toxic trait is like, I want people to help me the way that I want to be helped, not the way they think I should be. I think. And this is something we talk about all the time, like when it comes to like dad, like when you go to dad and be like, hey dad, I'm upset about this. I want to complain. And then he was trying to give you quality advice. No, I don't want this right now. I don't want quality advice. I don't want you to tell me to think about the positives. I want to be negative. Okay. I want to be mad. Let me get positive in a couple, like maybe 45 minutes to an hour tomorrow.
I don't mean to offend you when I say this, but I will say something about zodiac signs too. I see, I'll be watching a lot of TikToks. they was like, they were just like, oh, if Zodiacs ain't real, what about this and what about that? But then it was like, if Zodiacs ain't real, then how, tell me why the most pessimistic person, think about the most pessimistic people you know, and tell me why they're probably a Scorpio or a Virgo. I said, oh my gosh. You hit me with the 1-2 brother mom combo. Yeah.
I believe in Zodiacs real heavy.
But let me be mad. Y'all super pessimistic. I won't say y'all super pessimistic. Y'all be a little pessimist leaning in moments.
I just like, I don't know.
Anger.
I don't know. Stuff like that.
I feel like you probably just like to, I know you just like to feel your feelings. But
yeah, I like to feel my feelings. And I think my combination is I just have my two signs. Like I always say this, I call it my two signs because of the fact that I am for sure a Scorpio and I am a true Scorpio, but I can always sense. And I always been able to sense this before I was even in Zodiac stuff. Like I always be like, I don't know, like I'd be relating to Scorpios and I'd be feeling everything the Scorpio be saying, but I'd be having moments where I'd just be like, I feel like something's off, like something's different. And when I found out, like when I realized kind of how close my birthday was to being a Sagittarius, and when I looked at my birth chart and most of my birth chart being in Sagittarius, it made a lot of sense. And I was like, I think my two signs, they kind of fight each other. Those two signs fight each other a little bit because it'd be like, but they both be like upset about stuff. Like both of my signs are very like, I'm holding a grudge about this, or I'm upset and I'm gonna be upset. And I think that's why I'd be like having to feel my feelings. And when you try to make me, let me feel my feelings, I'd be mad. Like, let me feel how I feel. And then we could talk about solution. But see, that's the thing though. Like, cause you know, I'm really strong. I believe in Zodiac stuff very, very heavily. And I don't understand why people don't. And I don't like when people, like, this is something that bothers me. This is something, like, not necessarily bothers me, but, like, this, people be like, oh, like, you know, that ain't gospel. That ain't of the Lord.
Blah, yes, blah, it blah. Is.
But that, exactly. This is my thing. If God is very strategic and he planned everything in the universe is put together in a line and order based upon his making and his liking and his, you telling me, wasn't people looking at the stars and the skies and things in back in the old times too? How is this not of the Lord? Why, you can't tell me that something that God made is not relevant to,
like, there wasn't a purpose for it.
It was a purpose for it. Like, yes, like we put words
there's
to the
a
purpose,
reason for that.
But like, you can't tell me that me being born under this constellation, and God made all the constellations, knows all of them by name, and knows all of this information, you can't tell me that it doesn't have a reason, because if he didn't have a reason, why did he make it?
I be thinking sometimes God was just doing shortcuts and stuff. Like, you want me to create new, you want me to create full, brand new personality traits for every damn person? No, the people here, they're going to have a little bit more of this. And then I can add some more stuff if I want to. But, like, can I get a piece of the recipe and then sprinkle what I want to sprinkle on this particular person? Like, I know it's not that simple, but I really be thinking about, like,
No, it
when
is
I
that
try
simple.
To think
you
about what God
that
be
made
doing,
perfect sense,
I just
actually.
Be, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to think about, like, certain things that God does. And I'm just like, I feel like, and I think about, because, like, you know, we're made in God's image and things like that. So I think I try to make things that he's done make sense to me, like make sense to be stuff that we be doing. So I'm just like, yes, we be creating shortcuts. We create little templates for things. So he gets to be like, Aries be doing this. Is she going to be born on this date with this one? Okay, yes. She's going to be a little bit like this. But you know what? Let me just sprinkle a little bit of this on there. I want her to have a little bit of this. And then she's also going to have these type of parents. So that's going to impact what this looks like. So, you know, this might shift out a little different. But the base is going to be this. And then I'm going to make her be this. Like, I want her to have a little jazz. She'll get this too. Like,
it's all a lot. It makes sense. And I feel like people be upset that they like to look at things very, very, like, close-minded, and did, like, if it don't say astrology is a thing in the Bible, which it wouldn't, because it was not named astrology, and it wouldn't have been said that it was astrology, and none of that would have even been said. They don't want to think that had anything to do with anything. But think about this:
a lot of Christians are just afraid of everything.
You can't say things like I said that God created all these things, but don't think they have a purpose. Because doesn't don't you also say that everything that God did does and did has a purpose? You can't say them both at the same time. You can't say both of those sentences back to back and at the same time. They do not add up, and you sound very contradictory, and you wonder why people don't want to listen to you try to help them make their path to Christianity. But we're going to leave it alone.
I'm not going to judge people too heavily, but I do feel like, well, depending on what they say, but I do feel like a lot of people are just afraid. Like, they get really afraid when it's like with them wanting to do the right thing. It's like, well, it doesn't say that, and my pastor didn't say that, so now, like, so it just brings them fear. Like, well, I don't want to think about that because it's demonic, or it might be demonic, so I just don't know. And witches, and like, this is, they just start freaking out. So I'm not gonna judge too heavily on it. Like, it's not gonna hurt you to not believe in it, you know, like, but it's like, okay, girl, if you don't want to believe in it, I guess that's on y'all. But
at the end of the day, it be making sense.
It does. Now, not everything gonna be true, and not every little zodiac, little horoscope that you read is gonna be accurate. But it's like the general stuff, the traits. Oh yes,
they all make sense. The thing is, I know what it is, and I when I be like, for example, like when I met somebody that was an Aries. And I got cool, and I was like, I just feel so comfortable around you. I knew why. I'm like, because I feel like me as a Scorpio, I feel like I connect with Aries really well. And they made sense with that because of you.
And one of my best friends is a Scorpio. My other best friend is Aquarius. And according to Sagittarius, Aquarius and Aries get along very, very well.
And it's like, for me, it's like, for example, when I found that I bickered a lot, I was always connected, really strongly connected with Leos, but it was always like I was going to bicker with them. It made sense. Like, for example, my previous relationship, I've dated actually everybody who I've been in actual relationships with, except for maybe one. I've dated a lot of Leos. I did a lot of Leos. I feel like I've always find myself that I attract Leos, but we bump heads so much. And I was like, it makes sense though, because like, even it's always love, but we bump heads. For them, like, I bump heads with Dre a lot. Our sister, we bump heads a lot growing up, just about random things. Like, me and Dad didn't always see eye to eye about a lot of things. It's just because I think like those signs, like, it made sense. It was always love. There was never any love lost, but it was always kind of like I seen that reflecting in every Leo that I've ever dated, like very similar patterns, very similar patterns. And yes, like when it comes to Leos are people. I always told myself I would never date another Leo. I did say this, and I'd be meaning it for real, I ain't gonna lie. But when I say this, I would not date another Leo until I would never date a Leo until a Leo has got to the point of realization. Because once a Leo gets to the point of realization, they become really great people. And what I mean by that is when they realize that sometimes they're the problem. When Leos get to the point in their life that they realize and they're able to accept that, like, I was wrong, or like, this wasn't right, or I wasn't right, they become really great people, because then they start to hold themselves accountable. And when they hold themselves accountable, all of the positives in their traits start to show. At least from my experience. It's like, but when Leos take some time to get there, it comes with maturity. And I think that's like, if you can talk to them and be like, yeah, I get what you're saying. But when Leos are like younger and they're not at that maturity level yet, they have not got to the point of realization, they can be very, very, very much, if it ain't what I say, even if I'm wrong, I'm not wrong, I'm right. And if you, I'm not going to believe that I was wrong until it's my idea that I was wrong. Now, when you tell me that I was wrong, I don't believe it. No. I was right. You're wrong. I'm right. You're wrong. You're forever going to be wrong. And they will die on that.
I'm appeal. Big. You're small.
But when they get to that point, it'd be like, actually, I think I may have been wrong about that. Then they'd be like, okay, yep, I was wrong about this. But not because you told me I was wrong. I'm wrong because I thought I was wrong, and not because of you. And I'm going to still not agree with anything you said. I'm going to invest. I'm right. I'm right that I'm wrong now. So that's all that matters. And you should just get over it. That be on some Leo. That's some Leo. It's a real toxic Leo shit for real. But like, when they get to the point where they're not like that, it's like, that's why I think with all my Leo previous relationships, I think the reason why I'm still friends with them now is a lot of them have hit that point of realization. And like, we still have a close relationship because we I think although Scorpios and Leos bicker, we have that connection still. But like, I just Leos and then Virgos. People be talking about Virgos. I don't know. I did grow up with a Virgo
I'm
and a
about to tell you some
Leo.
things about some
I
Virgos,
done grew up with
but
Virgos
do
and
we
Leos as
have
parents, and this is
time?
what we got.
Do we have the time? Virgos ain't never wrong, according to them. And even if they wrong, if you tell them they're wrong, it's gonna be I was just. They ain't never wrong, according to themselves. I ain't never seen a Virgo be accountable in my life. Well, I ain't gonna say never, but it's rare. And they want to be everybody's boss all the damn time. They think they are just the boss of life. I think somebody said Virgos act like God left and left them in charge. That's how they be acting. Why do you feel like you're the boss of everybody? But yes, that's all I wanted to talk about. Do you
You're
have
right.
any hates? Oh, sorry.
No, I don't got no hates. I already hate, said everything I hated, I think.
I got one hate, and I'm trying to make it brief. I swear I'm gonna try. I swear I'm gonna try.
And I'll try not to piggyback off of it.
I hate that we care so much about rap beef. And this right here. So I'm gonna try to keep saying. Oh, help me. Do you like all your coworkers? Is my question to people. Have you ever liked everybody in your industry? Have you ever liked everybody at your job? The answer is probably at some point, no. So why do we act like everybody who was in the music industry gotta like each other just because you like them as an artist? They don't have to like each other. They don't. It's okay. It is like there's one thing if people are beefing and it's entertaining and there's music being made and it's like, oh, we're like, oh, this song is good, or oh, why she say this, or oh, why you do this? Like that, because they're, putting on things for the public for us to kind of dissect. And it's like, that's cool, but like sometimes I feel like people are too invested in that. And it's like they don't have to like each other. It's really okay if people don't like somebody that you do. You don't know none of these people. Now, if y'all knew each other, that's a different situation, but like you don't know none of these people. You just like the person that they are and the music and the things that they create. So if somebody doesn't like them or they don't like somebody else just because it's a clash of personalities or whatever else, why is that a problem? Why is that like a big deal to the rest of us? Let people not like each other, because if I don't like somebody at my job, that's all that means. I'm still gonna go to my meeting and have the meeting. Luckily, I don't really dislike anybody, but that's what will happen. We're gonna have our meetings. We'll interact when we need to interact, and we won't be friends. And we won't when we don't have to. So I don't know why when these artists don't like each other, people want to make it a big deal and hype it up and do all this and try to dive deep into what everybody was saying and who was saying this about who and who might have said this about this and this sound like it was about her and this sound like it could have been about him because that one day Drake said that he liked Taco Bells and then the next time that this person got a song, he said fuck tacos. He must have been talking about Drake. Like, why we got to be doing this all the time? Why?
Everybody did shit to Drake.
Like, shit to Drake. Like, I don't know why it always gotta be that serious. And like I did see just something on the Shade Room about like Latto potentially saying something about Nicki Minaj, but I'm like, whether she was or not, I'm not gonna dissect whether she was or not. But they don't have to like each other. She don't have to like Nicki, and Nicki don't have to like her. And they can both continue to make their individual music and not work together. If they're not saying nothing to each other no more for us to see. Then why does it matter? And it was a quick line. Like it's not even that deep. It could have been about her, but I'm like, it happened to her. So people are allowed to write about their experiences, and they both are allowed to write about their experiences. You want to take that quick line, if it was even about her, like, I don't know. But if it was about her and she's just like, man, I can't believe she thought that I was going to do this. So I'm just write this in the line. And if Nicki Minaj has something to say because she felt like she has something to say about something that happened to her, then she gets to do that too. And but I don't know why we gotta hype it up so much. Like it was a quick line, and if it was never posted, nobody would have ne with the context that it was posted in, nobody would have said nothing about it. We would have just all went on about our lives.
Yeah.
So I was like, I get that you people like, and not even just with this happens all the time. But it's like I get that you like who you like, and a lot of times people feel really connected to their the people that are their faves. But like, it's okay if people don't like your faves, and it's okay if your faves don't like other people.
And that's what's wrong with that.
I'm sure that there are people in your actual life, even if they're not your friend's friends, like you might have a friend and you don't like their friend. And it is what it is. Your friend might still be friends with you and her and them, but you just don't get good vibes. Like, not that they did nothing crazy, but you just like, I only like your other friends. I don't want to be around them. There's something about them, or somebody distant, or a cousin that you don't really rock with. And it's just like, okay. Y'all fam, whoever y'all intermediated, wherever y'all connection is, it's like they'll deal with you when they deal with you. They'll deal with them when they deal with them. And whenever y'all need to be connected, y'all will. And when y'all not, y'all just won't be. It don't gotta be that deep. We've been talking way too long.
Okay, let's get into this playlist real quick. So
Yes. Let's get into the playlist where we get kicked out of the video again. If it's a cut in the audio that I miss, I mean, I ain't gonna miss this whole cut, but if you miss something, we had some technical difficulties. So, hey, it's live.
Okay. Well, it's on you, per usual. You go first.
Okay. So, for the playlist, the first song I'm going to be adding is Forever. Four with the number EVA by Amine and K Trinata
Man, that's
featuring
what I thought you were
Pharrell.
gonna say. But I like it. I'll listen to this song too. That's not what I thought you were about to
What did
say.
you think
You said forever, only for EVA. I know it by Lil Mo.
was gonna say? Oh, well, it's a new one.
Okay. I'll add that to the playlist. The song I'm going to add to the playlist this week is going to be Alien Superstar by Beyoncé. We ain't got no Beyoncé on this playlist, and I find it highly offensive to my life. And I love Alien Superstar, and I can't wait to give Alien Superstar with my outfit for this concert.
Okay. Well, my second song is No Rapper, by Juicy J and All the Girls. By all the girls, I mean all the I can't think of their doggone names. The girls from Memphis, what are they? You know who I'm talking about. The ones from the other song, the Roll Call song, the Shabuya song.
Gotcha.
Everybody but Gloss Up. I can't. K Carbon, Aaliyah, and the. What's, I feel bad. What's,
Mamaroni.
yeah. Thank you.
The next song I'm going to add to the playlist is Mississippi Slide by Ray Shremmer.
Why are you? Oh, by Ray Shremmer.
Yes.
I was about to
Not
say, why are you
left foot
putting
stump,
that
not
on
right foot
there?
stump.
I'm about to
No.
be so mad.
No. MISSISSIPPI, Mississippi Slide.
Okay, it was gonna piss me off.
Yeah.
It sounded like a Little Murder ripoff, but I'ma just hush.
No, don't do that. Don't do
That's
that.
I didn't hear it. I'm just talking about what you just did. It was giving that.
All right, I'm about to jump to the computer
Then
right
you said
now.
Mississippi Slide, Mississippi Pride, Pride. That's what
Anyways, next song.
giving.
Next
You caught
song before
it
I
as
get
well.
mad. Next song.
You caught it as well after you thought about it. My next song is what you about to be next time you listen to that song, which is Stressed by by Don't You.
Okay. And the next song I'm going to add to the playlist is, I have a song, but I
I
ain't
must
ready.
be down. I must be stressed. There must be so much more to life if I had diamonds and bouquets.
Why don't I have another song, Hookie?
I must be.
I'm just gonna find the next song that my finger land on.
Okay, because I don't really know these lyrics like that. I'm trying to just sing to fill in the gap before you found your song.
I'm going to throw in there. I'm so sorry, y'all.
Bruh,
That
if you
wine kicked
don't figure
in.
it out,
That
because
wine
I'm not
kicked
editing any
in.
of these gaps. I used to edit the
I know.
gaps out of the show, and I'm not doing that no more because that takes entirely too much of my damn time. Like, I would be editing for the 2 hours trying to cut the gaps out of the show.
I'm gonna add Charade by Chrisette Michele.
Okay. You waited wait all that time for a Christina Michelle song. Okay,
Hey,
cool.
we are not about to do this today. You're not about to be
Ah.
choosy-choosy and playing with people who I love in their music.
That
You're not about to do this today.
was a long wait for that. Well, guys, we are about to wrap this up because we've been talking for a good minute. I've had fun, but I'm tired. So, well, I ain't gonna say make sure to listen to this. Y'all here, y'all already listened, y'all already heard. Make sure y'all come back next week. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at Relax, Flick, Repeat. Follow us individually at J Allure Official and Poetry Official. I'll be posting this on YouTube next week. Yay! Or this week. I'm about to start posting this on YouTube because why not? So yeah, Trayvon, get your puff in order. Yeah, we'll see you next time with our wine, and we hope everybody's fine and has a great week. Bye.
Bye.